Time now for a look at legal issues in the country with our resident lawyer, Stephanie Fole from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about a subject that I think a lot of expats, it gets them riled up because it's very confusing. It's very complicated. It's the compulsory health insurance in Switzerland. So there is a compulsory health insurance law in Switzerland, Stephanie.
Definitely. Since 1996, we have the Swiss federal law on compulsory health care, which entered in force at that date. And this law actually institutes mandatory health care insurance and an optional insurance scheme to compensate for the loss of daily earnings in case of illness. The health insurance provides for payment in case of sickness, accidents and maternity. And the rule is all persons domiciled in Switzerland must be insured.
Okay. But is this part of the social insurance system?
No, it's not. Actually, health insurance in Switzerland is not an integral part of the social insurance system. It is a personal insurance. And everyone who lives here, with the exception of a few categories, is required to join one of the recognized Swiss health insurance system.
Okay. All right. Now, give us some rules to this health system. Some principal rules.
Well, the principle is it's based actually on the principle of managed care. The term actually managed care came from America. Within the system, the quality, the cost and the access of care is controlled by the state, which means actually demand, supply and financing should not be separated from each other. It's to avoid that doctors offer the most lucrative method of treatment, regardless of the costs. And it's to avoid, of course, the costs explosion, which does not really, really work in Switzerland. But that's the idea.
OK, now we talked about it being compulsory, but who is it? Is everyone, is it mandatory for everyone or are there exemptions?
Well, every person living in Switzerland has to be insured in as much as they're staying 3 months after arrival or birth. There are some situations where you have exemptions. Typically, we have exemptions if you're a diplomatic or employed by an international organization, or if you have an employer abroad, and that could be of interest. If you have an employer abroad who offers you an equivalent recognized insurance abroad, but then you have to actually ask for an insurance dispense to the authorities who have to grant you an official authorization not to be insured in Switzerland.
Okay, so if you're a diplomat or employed by an international organization, you could be exempt from the compulsory health insurance.
Exactly, but then the employer has to guarantee that all your medical costs during your stay in Switzerland are reimbursed in the same amount and level as if you were insured in Switzerland.
Okay, so let's say you're not one of the exempt and you just want basic health insurance coverage. What is that?
Well, health insurance covers the insured person's medical costs and hospitalizations. However, you as an individual have to share partly the cost because you have to pay a sort of franchise, a basic amount for which you are responsible and which covers actually the initial 10% of the costs. And you have to pay that regularly. There's the franchise and then you pay the 10%.
Okay, the franchise is the basic amount that you have to cover
exactly.
All the time. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And is that compulsory, having a franchise?
Yeah, it is compulsory. The level of the franchise can be chosen. The minimum is 300 francs. And then if you want to pay more as a franchise, it would be 500, 1,000 or 2,500. In general, the higher the franchise, the lower the premium.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Other people may recognize franchise as a deductible. In America, at least, they call it a deductible. What about premiums? Are they fixed by law, how much you pay?
Well, no, because health insurance are not dependent on income, but are calculated based on your personal risk. So for very low incomes, the Confederation will actually offer a subsidized premiums for 250 francs a month to some families who have really low incomes. Swiss insurance schemes only cover individuals, not family, as in some other European social security systems. You will therefore have to insure each member of your family, children inclusive. And the premiums for health insurance vary from one plan to another, depending on the type of franchise and the type of insurance you take and your place of domicile. You have to make actually a distinction between the base health insurance coverage and any complementary health insurance you would like to take, typically for your teeth or for your glasses. Then you'll have to pay something on top, which is not covered by the basic health insurance.
Okay, and they're allowed to reject applicants if they want, the health insurance companies.
It happens that they do, but it's extremely rare. It would be not for the basic insurance. There, okay. They have to take them, but they could actually reject them for the what comes on top. There would be a sort of a right of look to see who they want to cover or not.
Any general recommendations?
General recommendations would be have a good look around because premiums can vary considerably. And there's a few good sites on the web which do actually comparisons between the different types of insurances. And usually if you do come to Switzerland, you must not expect your employer to arrange health insurance because they do not look after it. They can give you some recommendations, but it is your own personal duty to shop around, therefore.
Okay. And if you want to change your health insurance, it's kind of tricky, though, isn't it? You have to give notice and it's at a certain time period.
You have to look at your policy very strictly because the delay to change your health insurance is provided in the policy. And if you do not respect the delay which is written in the policy, you will be obliged to keep on with the same insurance, although the costs might go higher, for the next year at least.
All right. Well, the tricky business of health insurance in Switzerland. I hope we were able to sort of ease people through that if they had any questions. If you have any questions about health insurance or anything else that you want to throw Stephanie's way, send us an email at studio@worldradio.ch. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law for our segment, It's the Law.